Doctors' strike begins countrywide. Landmine kills police officer in IFO camp. Gbagbo faces ICC judges this afternoon. It is 4 p.m. on the 5th day of December 2011. I am Audrey Wabwire. Good afternoon. The debate on whether to scrap the Senate is gaining momentum. The chairman of the Constitution Implementation Commission, Charles Nyachae, and former member of the Committee of Experts, Chaloka Biyani, have opposed the idea, saying the Senate is crucial because of devolution. They say the Senate will oversee devolved resources, hence the need to retain it as envisaged by the Constitution. The controversial debate was triggered by Ndaragwa MP Jeremiah Kioni, who wants to bring in a constitutional amendment to do away with the Senate, which he argues is a duplication of Parliament and therefore a burden to taxpayers. Garsen MP Dansan Mungatana has also posed the idea, saying he'll mobilize MPs to reject the intended amendment when brought to the floor of Parliament. He says the Senate will ensure resources are devolved equitably. The countrywide strike has begun with doctors in Nairobi, Eldoret and Nakuru reported to have embarked on industrial action. Striking doctors in Nairobi held peaceful demonstration outside Afya House, where they demanded audience with Medical Services Minister Professor Anyang Nyong'o. From Afya House, the doctors will proceed to the Ministry of Finance, where they are holding another demonstration. They accuse Treasury of trying to take back some of the allowances they currently enjoy. A spot check at Kenyatta National Hospital this morning revealed that patients are bearing the brunt of the strike, with some being turned away from the institution. Meanwhile, doctors in Eldoret Town caused major traffic snarl-ups after they downed their tools and held demonstrations along the streets. Health services in Nakuru County have also been paralyzed as the effects of the nationwide strike by doctors continued to be felt. Nakuru County Doctors Union Chairman Kiboi Geshara says they are not on strike just because of salaries and allowances, but also due to poor working conditions and deprived treatment facilities in public hospitals. Geshara says the strike, dubbed Operation Linda Afya, is meant to push the government to improve and upgrade health facilities to stem the high mortality rate in public hospitals. The doctors insist they gave the government notice prior to carrying out the strike and therefore will continue until the authorities heed their demands. The executive was on the receiving end this morning as the two-day conference on reforms opened in the city. You're up to date at 3 minutes past the hour. More news in an hour. I'm Audrey Wabwire.